Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, the mainstream media is talking about the great Joe Biden economy. Joe Biden says the problem with the economy is it's not being covered properly. Of course, as Joe Concha said earlier in the show, we could always have a news conference. But let's ask Michael Faulkender, professor at finance at the University of Maryland. He's also the topic. Oh, we're not doing. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have Brett Tolman. Oh, God, Brett. Well, you can talk about the economy, Brett Tolman, former U.S. attorney, former Senate Judiciary Committee counsel, and executive director, Right on Crime, founder of the Tolman Group. I'm sorry, Brett. I thought you were Michael Faulkender, but that's okay.
Larry, I'm happy to talk to you about anything.
I know. That's one of your great benefits. Everyone's talking about this. Just give me a quick word on these disqualifications. I mean, it's going to the Supreme Court, right? And they're going to rule against it?
Yeah, Larry, you're right. They are going to rule against it. What's really, you know, fascinating and disturbing about, you know, what happened in Maine is you have a woman who's Secretary of State. Her only role is to assess whether or not somebody is 35 years of age, born in the United States, and has lived here for 14 years. That's the only qualifications that she can analyze to determine if somebody can run for president in the state of Maine. But she has, you know, become jury and judge and jury and decided, even though no other court has decided and nobody's ever prosecuted this candidate for insurrection, she's decided it occurred and that he does not qualify to run based on the, you know, 14th Amendment. It's audacious and yet like a train wreck, you just can't stop watching it.
Well, I think it helps Trump, Brad. I really do.
I think you're right.
All these disqualifiers and insurrectionists, come on. I mean, Trump's going to jump all over this. It shows that the Bidens don't believe in democracy, small d. Brett, let me switch gears, though. When I asked Susan Varga to get hold of you, I was thinking more. Ed Meese, who was a longtime friend of mine going back to the Reagan years, I'm sure you've met Mr. Meese,
yep.
Attorney General Meese, yep. Down through the years. He and Stephen Calabresi and Gary Lawson, I don't know Lawson, Calabresi is a constitutional scholar. They're saying that this appointment of Jack Smith as so-called special counsel is wrong, it's unconstitutional, because you're supposed to appoint, the Attorney General is supposed to appoint a private citizen to receive extraordinary criminal law enforcement power under the title of special counsel. And Smith was not a private citizen. Now, I know that train has left the station, Brett, but I just wondered what your thought was on Ed Meese. I don't think the Meese thing has gotten enough visibility.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, Ed Meese is a real standout. I remember my first exposure to him was learning that he used to call federal prosecutors who declined a case, who refused to take, you know, push a case to the grand jury. He used to call them and congratulate them on exercising appropriate discretion. He was built in a different mold than all the rest of us. He knew the power of DOJ, and he knew that it needed to be wielded, you know, with care. For him to come out against Jack Smith, he's absolutely right on the law. It's supposed to be someone that's not in the Department of Justice. They need to come in. That's why Robert Mueller came in as special counsel on the Russian collusion investigation, because he was no longer in the Department of Justice. He was a former assistant U.S. or former U.S. attorney. And the same should have happened with Jack Smith. But even worse, Jack Smith was run out of, you know, his last couple of jobs in embarrassing ways, and even had the Supreme Court, you know, smack him down on a very controversial case that he brought when he was an assistant U.S. attorney. So his track record is to push the envelope and be the exact opposite of an Ed Meese and to not be careful with all the power that we've given them.
Are the Trump people making this case? Have they made anything like this case?
You know, I don't think they have. At times I have, you know, been a little bit surprised at some of their moves. Some have been appropriate and good moves, others not. I'm not sure you know, how well his teams are assembled. I've actually indicated, you know, on for example, the Mar-a-Lago case, there's very few attorneys that have a background that have done those classified, you know, documents cases. Mm. And I've done some of those. And I've weighed in and tried to help advise them on some that they can hire and bring in that I think would be appropriate.
Well, we got to get you in. Happy New Year, Brett Tallman. I'm sorry I mistook you for an economist. There's nothing worse, but thank you very much. Take care. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to Mike Falkender and talk about Joe Biden's economy. Happy New Year, kids. Keep the faith. We'll be right back.